A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We're 20 minutes into the week of broadcasting here, Mondays to Fridays, 10 till 1. Myself, Ian Lee, good evening. Catherine Boyle, good evening.
Hi.
And you can call in about anything, 0344 499 1000. Already, 20 minutes in, we've talked about old kids' TV shows. And we've had someone drop the N-bomb and the F-bomb and the S-bomb. Surprisingly, not the C-bomb.
No.
Should just say, but for people that want to do that, I mean, you can, but it doesn't get broadcast because we've got a dump button here. Philip from South Norwood's coming up and probably using it on him. Let's go to Ricardo first. Good evening, Ricardo.
Oh, hi, Ian. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Ricardo. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. How's Kath? Is she doing okay?
Right, okay. Here we go. This is it, right? And now I get why Mike Dickin would always say my health is not in question, right? Because what I've noticed, and this, I'm not having a go at you, Ricardo, right? But I've noticed the last couple of weeks, right? Everyone has started their phone calls with, "Hello, Ian, how are you?" "I'm fine, thanks." And Catherine, "Hello, how are you?" "I'm fine." Everyone, right, everyone, literally, call after call. "Hello, Ian, how are you?" "I'm fine, thank you." "Catherine, how are you?" "I'm fine, thank you." Everyone. So let's, this is what we're going to do, right? This is what we're going to do tonight as an experiment. As an experiment. Anyone that asks that gets cut off. Straight away.
Wow, harsh.
Straight away. But do you know, have you picked up on this, Catherine? It's just the last couple of weeks. It's really...
They've become very caring.
Yeah, well, they have. And I blame them, but we're gonna knock it on. For some reason, right, it's like it's Chinese water torture. I don't know if the Chinese ever actually did water torture. Are you flushing the toilet?
Oh, no, I was just listening to water torture. I don't know.
Oh, there was some creaking going on.
Yeah. You put the telly on because I'm doing a monologue.
No. I'm listening. It's fine. It's fine.
But what, you're listening to two things. What's the second?
No. I'm walking downstairs. You were saying about water torture.
Yes. Right. It's. I don't know if Chinese water torture actually exists because I don't think it would be that torturous. But the drip. Right. And constant. Oh, is it on your head?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it still wouldn't be. It would over a period of millennia. It would bore a hole in your head. Maybe that's what it is. But just that constant. Ian, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Catherine, are you all right? Yeah, we're fine, mate. We were fine.
I'm actually not fine, and I was waiting for someone to ask me how I was, but it's fine, doesn't matter.
Neither of us are fine. We're both screwed up, right? We're both screwed up. There's a story about me in the sun tonight. For crying out loud, I've been arguing. Where are you going?
Do you live in a haunted house?
Where are you going?
Is that you, Scooby-Doo?
I just walked outside.
What have you called in for, Ricardo?
Oh, no, I was calling up about Saved by the Bell.
About Saved by the Bell?
Well, I mean, it sounds rubbish now.
The TV programme Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
OK, but it was rubbish then.
It wasn't great, was it?
No, it was rubbish. It was no California Dreaming. That was a show. Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That was a show, California Dreaming.
Very underrated, I think.
But no, Saved by the Bell and Saved by the Bell and the Next Generation and Saved by the Bell the college years, all of them were rubbish.
I think Saved by the Bell, the original, wasn't as bad as we remember.
No, hang on a minute. You've just said it doesn't stand up. You're saying it's worse than you remember.
I did like the sequel, though. Showgirls. That was great. That was high drama.
Jessie's Fanny. Yeah, Jessie's Fanny. Yeah, Jessie's Fanny, Lisa Turtle.
Jessie's Fanny?
No, Spanny.
We did, though. I mean,
okay.
Showgirls.
Well, thanks for calling, Ricardo.
This was brilliant. Thanks.
You thought your job doesn't depend on this. My job depends on this. My job depends on this. And it's terrible.
Look at this picture of Barbara Bain, though.
No, I can't look into the eyes. Let's try Craig, just to say, right, for fans of old men, the next three callers are Philip, Alistair and George, right? Just to flag that up. Here we go. Let's go to Philip. Good evening, Philip.
G'day, this is Wally Dingo with your Monday night Aussie Rules Roundup. In weekend action, it was the Eagles over the Giants, Carlton over Essendon, Sydney over Hawthorn, Geelong over Collingwood, Richmond over North Melbourne and Port Adelaide over the Crows. I'll see you next week and remember, hang on to your kangaroo.
I like this new incarnation. He gets it done.
What is going on tonight? I'm getting the delirious sweats going on. Delirious sweats was my nickname at school. I'm getting the old blues singer. This is outrageous. If you listen to Bob Mills' show last night, Bob didn't have any guests, but he had Philip on for about 45 minutes.
There's no room for guests.
What is going on?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
03444991000 is the telephone number. You can call in about anything, right? Don't ask how me and Kath are doing, because you'll get cut off straight away, right? And Alistair missed that. And as predicted, he sent an angry tweet. So he's blocked. I'm not in the mood for entitled people telling me what to do and you know, I just not. So don't ask how we're doing, all right? Angela, good evening. What have you called in for?
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Angela. Good evening. Have you called in for?
Well, it's about what that last caller just said about all the religion. I just can't wait. I'm dreading the post, to be fair, in the mornings. Oh. Really, because I'll be getting a letter from my family who's very religious saying, oh, we won't be here long now because this rail is hotting up. Yeah. I'm just saying goodbye and all that. I'm just waiting.
They're writing to say goodbye?
Yeah, because they're going to the Kingdom of Heaven because this rail is hotting up again.
So, right, they're Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, they're just different all sorts.
Different all sorts, okay.
Yeah.
And so they're going, when you say they're going to the Kingdom of Heaven, what in a suicide pact?
No, they just say it'd be like a flash in an eye, though.
Okay, so they're expecting there to be like Armageddon come this week.
No, the rapture. Yeah. The Rapture.
Oh, is it Rapture or Armageddon?
Yeah, no, it is one of them anyway.
It's one of them.
Okay. But I make aeroplanes out of it, so I go, oh, right then. Out the window.
Okay. I've got no idea. Hang on a second. Just Angela, stay there a second. Kath, take your headies off for a minute. Take your headies off, right?
Yeah.
I've been sat here 45 minutes, right? 46 minutes. I haven't got a Scooby. What has happened in the last 40? I've not understood any of the callers. They're all getting my back up. We've had religious nut jobs. We've had racist nut jobs. I've got literally not got a clue what Angela's talking about.
Could you check out the window and just make sure there are no, like, abandoned cars or anything? The rapture hasn't come and we're not just left with what's left, are we?
No.
Well, then I'm out of ideas.
But what is she talking about?
Don't you find that's a bit weird, though, Ian?
Hang on, Angela, I can't hear you. I've not got my headphones on.
Oh, don't you find that's a bit weird, Catherine?
She's not got her headphones on.
Okay.
Just wait there.
We can't hear you, Angela.
Just wait there. We can't hear what you're saying. I've got no idea what anyone's talking about. Literally. It's like that acid tab I bought in 1995. I think it's finally starting to work.
Well, I never did acid, but I appear to be on the same trip as you.
Like contact tie. It's what we used to call it, a contact tie. Right, headphones are on. Angela!
Yes, mate.
Yes, mate!
So we could talk about something else I've got that off my chest now.
Go on. But,
anyway, and it's warm tonight, isn't it?
In it, though. It's mild.
We went, Catherine and I went and saw a really good film tonight. I've been in town all day because I had to go and... I went to a meeting at lunchtime and then I went and saw my therapist at 3. And it means I got to work about 4:30, which is very early for me. And I had to do some boring stuff online. And I said, Kath was coming in. I texted and she pulled over to read the text. And I said, do you fancy going to see it? If I can find a film that's on about 6:30, do you want to go and see a film? She went, yeah, all right. And so I had a little look at some of the... And so we went and saw this film that I'd not even heard of. Called Beast.
Beast.
Right, and it's British. I didn't know it was British. That put me off initially.
Mm.
And it's set on Jersey, Bergerac territory. But Bergerac is long gone.
No nettles.
And I'm not going to... No spoilers here, guys. But... the butler did it. No. No spoilers. But it's about this young lady who feels disenfranchised from her family and from society.
Stick with it.
And she meets this kind of rugged loner of a guy. And then mayhem ensues, or doesn't, as the case may be, right? And it went off. It went off good. It went off good. And I really enjoyed it. And then I tried to find the young lady on Twitter. So I wanted to send her and the gentleman a tweet saying, I really enjoy Beast.
Jess Buckley.
She's not on Twitter.
Good for her.
She's not on Twitter.
I admire her all the more.
It's absolutely Boston, that is. Brilliant. But that's our recommendation.
Unless she's on there, we can't find her because she's called, like, at Snazzy Jess or something.
You nearly said something rude then.
Snazzy Jess.
You nearly
what,
said,
what did you
like,
think I said?
Like, you nearly said, like, Vaggie.
Why would I say that?
Vaggie.
I don't know.
Vaggie.
Stop saying Vaggie. Anyway, Angela.
No.
It were good.
It were good. Yeah. It was a good film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Then you guys, you've got hay fever.
Sorry?
You got hay fever.
Who?
Any of you guys?
No.
No,
with
you?
No, yeah.
Oh,
I'm struggling. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to John. Good evening, John.
Hi, perfect to follow. by the way.
Yes, John.
I understand that when you have a personal problem, you really get numb with when you have to deal with problems that's happening in the world, yeah, that you anyway can't handle it and you can't change anything. But I think that even if the reports are true, that there's a lot of shootings going on, yes, and a lot of people shot, I bet that every one of them being shot has thrown a petrol bomb. They're not like going,
sorry,
pulling people from houses and shooting
them. Hang on a minute. Jesus. Where have you got your evidence from that every single one of them in this massacre has thrown?
I can be wrong. I could be wrong.
Well, then don't say it. Then don't say,
okay,
I bet.
Right,
no, hang
right,
on a minute. Hang
whatever.
On a minute. John,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
then don't say, I bet that every single one of them has thrown a petrol bomb when you don't know.
No.
You don't know.
I don't mean a petrol bomb, but...
Well, no, John.
John.
Then don't say a petrol bomb if you don't mean a petrol bomb.
Okay, all right. It's not like legal jargon. It's just you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, you're smearing 50 dead people with your own prejudices.
No.
Some of whom are children.
I'm not prejudiced. I don't think that.
Well, you are. You've just smeared them with your own prejudice by saying, "I bet every one of those 50 people has thrown a petrol bomb."
People who are calling these people and inviting them to go there and endangering their lives.
Well, that's different. That's different from all of them throwing petrol bombs.
I think the snipers that were there, they were not there to shoot innocent people.
Well, there's your prejudice. There's your prejudice coming through. And you're prejudiced, and that's fine. We're all prejudiced. I don't know. I don't know enough about the situation. I know that Israeli troops have killed innocent people in the past. I also know that Palestinians have killed innocent people in the past. I know both sides have killed innocent people in the past. It could be argued, I wouldn't necessarily argue, it could be argued that, you know, when people throw bricks and petrol bombs, dropping massive missiles on their encampments that could be seen as heavy-handed. I don't know. It's not something I particularly want to get into, but you can't come on and say, I bet every one of those 50 people that was slaughtered in this massacre has thrown a petrol bomb, and then say that you're not prejudiced.
I actually didn't try to defend them. I just came on to understand your feeling towards the whole situation.
No, you didn't.
I wasn't trying to go into the politics at all.
Well, literally did with your opening line about, I bet every single one of them has thrown a petrol bomb.
Just like you, just like everybody else, when you read it so often and you see there's so many people and there's no end in sight, you feel like only two people can fight. You know, it takes two to tango. You feel it's kind of...
Hang on a minute. You just started that sentence with saying, just like you, just like everybody. No.
Yeah.
No. You speak for yourself, brother. You don't speak for me. You don't speak for everybody.
You can.
Right? And this whole... Listen, dude, 50 people have been killed in a massacre. Don't spout rubbish like it takes two to tango. What a terribly flippant phrase.
No. It's been going on for 30 years. It didn't happen today, right?
No, 50 people got murdered today. 50 people got murdered today. Yes, that happened today.
Well, if somebody is throwing
petrol bombs that they were throwing.
You can't just speak one word.
John, you don't know what happened there, mate. So here's a really polite suggestion, right? Shut your mouth. Stop phoning up radio stations and talking nonsense about stuff you don't know anything about. How about that? How is your call helping the world?
It's not going to happen.
How is your call going to help the world? What about the 2,000 people that were injured? Were they all throwing petrol bombs?
No.
It's just
a matter of reality.
No, it's not. It's a matter of your reality that is couched in prejudice.
Around the bushes, but you know, if you want to pull an argument, you got it. No problem. You disagree with me all night.
No, I disagree with you spouting.
If you want to be realistic.
No, your realism is that all 50 people were throwing petrol bombs.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you literally said that, John. You literally...
You're widening it a little bit.
No, John.
And I don't blame you.
John.
I don't blame you.
Sam, put that phone down. Find the clip at the very beginning of Sam's phone call when he said the 50 people that were shot were probably all throwing petrol bombs. Can you find that? It's right at the beginning of John's call. We'll find the clip, John, and we'll play it to you, mate. Of you literally saying that.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, you interjected in the middle of my sentence. What I was trying to say, and if you want the clarification, you can get it, or you can jump on me, no problem, I can take it. Believe me, I can take it. But
I don't care if you're a tough guy or not. You're phoning up spouting prejudice nonsense about a situation that you don't know the specifics.
You can call it prejudice to emotionally blackmail me. It won't work.
I'm not emotionally blackmailing you. I'm speaking a fact.
Well,
you are prejudiced.
Because what I said
facts don't work with you.
What I said was they didn't look for people to kill. It's a war zone, man. It's a war. And in a war, people get killed.
People protesting get killed in wars.
Nobody invited 2,000 people to come and throw rocks and bring the children.
You're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing. You're now saying that they were all throwing rocks.
So your version of prejudice and my version of reality may have met.
No. Your prejudice. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the Palestinians did. I don't know what the Israeli did. All I know is that 50 people died and 2,000 people are injured. John, stay there. This is exactly what you said at the start of this phone call. Play it, please, Sam.
I bet that every one of them being shot has thrown a petrol bomb. They're not like going...
There we go. John, I bet that every single one of them shot was throwing a petrol bomb. And yet you didn't say that. I'm widening out.
I was in the middle of saying a lengthy sentence.
There how would you have ended the sentence, being... John? How would you have... John, hang on. I'm going to let you answer. I'm going to let you answer. How would you have ended the sentence that started, I bet every one of them that was shot was throwing a petrol bomb? End that sentence.
I'll tell you. I'm sorry to bring an analogy of PlayStation.
No, I don't want an analogy. I want you to end that sentence without PlayStation.
I'll end it as I was intending to end it. Right?
I think you ended
those
it.
Professional snipers, I can only assume, I was not there, and I don't know anything about strategy, but
no,
I am sure that when a person is a single stone thrower, does not get shot with a gun.
So you're standing by that statement that all 50 of the people that were murdered were throwing petrol bombs.
But more involved in wider danger and damage.
What does that mean? What does wider danger and damage mean?
It could be organizing.
People get shot for organizing, do they?
If somebody is inciting violence.
John, mate, you're a really unpleasant person. Go and phone LBC, mate. Your prejudice is not welcome here, brother.
No need to welcome me. No problem.
I don't welcome you. Peace.
The religious fanatics calling you. Bye.
Yeah, I think you might be one of them. Peace be with you. But your prejudice is leaves a horrible taste in my mouth. So thanks very much.
Yeah, I hope you get better. Anyway, bye.
What do you mean better from what?
From the problems.
What problems?
Personal problems. I wish you better.
That's a weird.
No, I wish you
thing.
Better. That's why I called you. I wish you better. I love your bluntness. I don't know you. You don't know me.
No.
And I mean, being entertained by you, I hope you get out of your problems. That's it.
All right, John. Thanks
for an argument.
Okay.
That's it.
Now, thanks very much for calling. Honestly, that hour of radio. Thank you, Sam. Quick fingers there, despite being a Nickelback fan. That hour of radio. I've got no idea what happened. Am I going nuts?
Someone is.
0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Last hour to go. We are here. I'm Ian Lee. This is Catherine Boyle. We're here Monday to Friday on Talk Radio. 10 o'clock at night till 1 in the morning. There are also podcasts. We had a Lacey call one up now. Can you tweet the link and I'll retweet it? We had a pretty amazing call on Friday from a poor soul in trouble who was hungry and his benefits were all screwed up and stuff like that. It got uncomfortable for me. When she asked if I could do an online shop for her, it did get uncomfortable because I didn't know what to say or do. But it's well worth a listen, and you can get the podcast. You've had some positive feedback from the MP, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Greg Clark MP is Lacey's MP, and I sent an email to him and various other organisations after the show on Friday night, Saturday morning. And I got a really favourable message from his secretary this morning saying that we've listened to it, we're going to give her a call and see what we can do to help. Also, similar message from the British Lung Foundation, because obviously she's struggling with COPD. So they're going to look at it as well. Because unfortunately, I don't think it's the first time they've heard of something like this with that condition.
Right. It was an amazing call. And it was amazing because very rarely... Very rarely do I get to speak to people who really are as desperate as that. And she was desperate, and it was it's uncomfortable listening, but I think it's pretty important. And you know, it was she loves Dove soap. That much we know. You can give us a call about anything you want tonight. 0344 499 1000. Please don't ask us how we are. We will cut you off just for tonight. It's just trying out something, trialing a little something. Good evening, Stephen.
Oh, hello, Ian. You all right? Hello, Kath.
Okay. So, there we go. I did say, didn't I?
Yeah.
That was mean, though, wasn't it? It was mean.
He said all right. He didn't say, are you all right, didn't he?
Sam, you're the adjudicator on this one.
You saw some people use that as a kind of hello.
He wasn't listening. He was thinking about Kurt Steimer from Nickelback.
Also, I've got to point out that with Patrick, you allowed him to ask how we were.
Okay. I couldn't understand his accent. What did that caller say to us?
He definitely asked if you're all right.
Said you all right?
Yeah.
That's not how are you, is it? All right
well,
is
no,
a southern way
still,
of saying hello.
That still requires an answer.
All right, well, it's unusual for me to be the soft-hearted one.
Hang on a minute. I know his taste in music is flawed, but he's spot on then. So right, he said, are you all right?
Yeah.
Right. So what questions in your little unicorn...
He didn't say, how are you?
So the only question...
I think you lot... I'm,
keep that up, Sam. Right. I don't mind that.
You southern type say all right for hello, don't you? You're all right. You're not actually asking.
No, because it's still asking for an answer.
Is it, though?
Right,
put that and post it back.
Hang on a minute. Right, he's there. He's just called back. Right, hang on, I'm going to call him. We've got to sort this out. Keep your microphone open, Sam, because you are impartial, whereas she is...
partial.
Hello. Partial, not. Stephen.
All I said was hello. I did what?
Whoa, don't lie now! Stephen! If there's any chance of this phone call working, you've got to be honest. Get the clip, Sam. You've got to be honest, right? What did you say?
What?
Turn the radio off. Right, you're on the air now.
Sorry, I didn't expect you to call me back. Yeah, go on.
That's right.
Yeah, what?
No, go on. This is going to go well. So what did you say in the previous phone call?
I was going to apologise for the F-bomb. I know that. Yeah.
Hang on a minute! What F-bomb?
I don't know what's going on here. I didn't expect you to call me back.
We've got a rule tonight. Right.
Yeah, tell me the rule and I can abide by it.
Right. Well, this is it. Right. The rule. You may have broken the rule already.
What is the rule?
You are
I can't break a rule if I don't know it.
Well, hang on a minute. That's not true.
Well, tell me the rule.
Because you can go. People get arrested in foreign countries.
Yeah,
for
I know.
Stuff.
You can't plead ignorance anymore. No. Yeah, I understand that.
No, okay. So the rule is. Right.
Yeah.
You can't. No one can ask me and Catherine how we are.
I didn't say that. I said hello.
No, you did. But you said more than that. You got the clip, Sam? Before you can. Right. You've got a chance.
Did I break the rule before I even knew it? And did I say something that I didn't even recognise? Okay,
confess.
Play the clip. Yeah.
Confess, Stephen.
Well, tell me what the rule. I can't confess.
I told you the rule. You're not allowed to ask how me and Catherine are.
I haven't yet.
You confess.
Confess to something I haven't done.
Right. Be quiet. Play the clip, Sam.
Oh, hello, Ian. You all right? Hello,
there,
Kath.
Right, stop!
Oh, I did as well, didn't I?
Yeah, you did!
Without even knowing. Yeah,
you
I did! Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, put the phone down. Yeah, you're right. I broke the rule. Sugar.
Right.
I think you should anyway.
I said that without even knowing. It's just something that people say, isn't it? It's like, oh, wow. It's like so many people say that I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they don't mean
without
it.
Actually being sorry.
No, exactly.
I didn't even know that. I said, you're right. Wow, I didn't even know that I said that. I just thought I said, hello, Ian. Oh. Hello, Kath.
Okay, well, do you know what?
I was just about to say it again. It's just something that people say, isn't it?
Stephen is teaching us a very valuable lesson, right? And that lesson is that some people are idiots. I'm joking.
Not idiots.
I'm joking. I'm teasing.
No, but they just say things that they don't actually mean.
Yeah,
wow,
exactly.
That is such. But it's such part of the common English language etiquette, if you know what
etiquette.
I mean. Wow, I didn't even know that I said that.
All right, do you know what? And I think we've all learnt a little bit about ourselves in this call. So do you know what, Stephen? I'm happy to carry on this.
Ian, why did you set that rule?
Because of that reason.
People just say it without even meaning it. Yeah.
No, not even that. People were just saying it. And every call was starting that way.
People were doing it the whole time. For the last couple of weeks, it's got more and more prevalent. Where, hello, Ian, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. Hello, Kath, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. It was taken up.
Nonsense.
We did
wow,
the...
Wow, I can't believe I said that. You played the clip. Wow.
Yeah, we did the maths. And we worked out that we do 15 hours radio a week, right?
Uh-huh.
And that out of that, 9 hours a week was taken up with callers asking how me and Catherine were. 9 hours!
But then that's polite, isn't it? If you ask someone, are you all right? Like, you generally do... Like, I generally ask that question, like, are you all right? Like, how are you? Do you
but
know
you don't
I mean?
Want to know the real answer,
And
though.
You didn't remember asking.
I didn't even remember asking.
He didn't remember
didn't it.
You stitched yourself up like a kipper there, Stephen.
That proves your point. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy, isn't
anyway,
it?
Anyway, Stephen, how are you?
Do you mean that, or are you just
I mean
that?
It from the bottom of my heart.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
Go on.
You two have definitely got a point there, yeah.
Right, so what have you got for us?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've been sleeping homeless for the last fortnight.
Uh-oh.
And tonight I went, well, today I went to the council.
Yes.
And they've put me in temporary accommodation.
Yes! There we go!
So I've got a bed.
For bonus! Tonight, yeah. That's all right, isn't it?
I know, yeah. That was the reason, because... Wow, I can't believe I broke the rule. I didn't know. But I was going to... The last time I spoke to you guys... I dropped the F-bomb, and I'm so sorry. I should have done that, but I was in a mess. It was the second night that I was sleeping rough. Yeah. So it's man.
So this place you say temporary. How temporary is temporary? One night a week?
Well, no. Well, they've given me 56 days in this place.
Okay.
So hopefully, in the meantime, I can I'll either be put in rehab or hopefully find a dry house. But at least I've got somewhere. Like, at least I've actually got a bed to sleep
And what is it, a B&B, a hotel, a room in a house? What is it?
How could you describe this? Mm. It's like, well, I guess it's like a hostel.
A hostel,
isn't it? There's
right.
loads of people, yeah.
Right. And have you got a room to yourself, or are you sharing?
Oh, no, I've got a room to myself, yeah.
And is it all right?
To be honest with you, Ian, I feel a bit guilty because I've got a double bed.
Stephen! Yes!
No, Ian, not even that. This is why I feel guilty. I've got a double bed and then I've got bunk beds. There's family staying in it. So I feel guilty because maybe a family needs this room. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, listen. You need that room, man. Don't feel guilty.
Yeah,
you deserve that room.
I don't deserve it, but I definitely need it. Like, But, as soon as I can chase down a dry house, that's, I think, what I need. Because, at least,
Well, listen,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry.
I do got to be sorry for...
I broke the rule.
Don't worry about that.
I was listening to you last week.
Yes.
And you know what, right? Every roast dinner needs mint sauce, right? Whether it's...
This guy knows what he's exactly what he's talking about. He's a wise man.
Yeah, every roast.
But do you know what I've had before? And I don't know why I don't have it more often.
What?
Mint sauce with chips. That would work. That would work because roast potatoes, they're just chips. It's all they're just big, round, fat chips that look like golden stones. Aren't they?
Have you ever tried chips with mint sauce?
I've had it. I think I have. But you want the big, fat, not like
I
chips.
I think that would work.
Not chips from a chip shop because they're a bit greasy. But the big, fat oven chips that are fluffy on the inside.
The steakhouse chips.
There we go. There we go. Those with a little bit of mint sauce. Because mint sauce is vinegar. It's vinegar.
I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, mate,
I think that might work.
We are. This is what we need, Stephen. We need someone to make some chips now and some mint sauce and to take about 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
No, not for you, my friend.
No, so we can listen to. I can knock one out to it.
Chips. Oh, chips and mint sauce would be lush, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Why have I never thought of that before?
Because you haven't got the artistic bent. Like, I'm artistically bent.
It's like mayonnaise and chips works, right?
Oh, yes.
That's continental. It's the continentals. That's the Dutch. The Dutch invented that.
Mint sauce and chips. Oh, my God.
Right, we need someone. Can someone go and make some chips now? Make up some mint sauce and eat it live on the radio, please, guys. That's all I can ask for. Stephen, I'm really glad you got a bed for a while, mate. Fingers crossed.
I'm so glad that you answered my call, and I'm so glad that you spoke to me, even though I broke the rule, and... Thank you, guys. Yeah, hopefully.
By the way, Stephen, we're all right.
Okay, but I thought we weren't saying that word.
Thank you very much.
I'm letting you off. I'm letting you have that one.
That would totally work. Mint sauce on chips. You know the chips I mean? The fat ones, that are nice. Sometimes you get them in pubs.
I'm so hungry. Can you stop talking?
Sometimes you get them in pubs and you cut open the chip and it's like fluffy, pure white inside. With mint sauce. In fact, I have had it. I've had it in a pub. You know, in the pubs, they bring around like that pot and it's got salad cream, mayonnaise, vinegar, and some of them will have a bit of mint sauce in there for when they do roasties on a Sunday. And, it was Boston.
So hungry, man.
Yeah. Well, that's life, isn't it?
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.